An assessment of the in-situ growth of the intracluster light in the high redshift galaxy cluster Sparks 1049+56, by Cappuccini Barfetti et al. The formation of the stellar mass within galaxy cluster cores is a poorly understood process. It features the complicated physics of cooling flows, AGN feedback, star formation and more. Here, we study the growth of the stellar mass in the vicinity of the brightest cluster galaxy, BCG, in a Z equals 1.7 cluster, Sparks 1049+56. We synthesize a reanalysis of existing HST imaging, a previously published measurement of the star formation rate, and the results of new radiomolecular gas spectroscopy. These analyses represent the past, present and future star formation respectively within this system. We show that a large amount of stellar mass, between 2.2 plus or minus 0.5 times 10 to the power of 10 Pangam Sunand, 6.6 plus or minus 1.2 times 10 to the power of 10 Pangam Sun depending on the data processing, exists in a long and clumpy tail-like structure that lies roughly 12 kpc off the BCG. Spatially coincident with this stellar mass is a similarly massive reservoir, 1.0 plus or minus 0.7 times 10 to the power of 11 Pangam Sun, of molecular gas that we suggest is the fuel for the immense star formation rate of 860 plus or minus 130 Pangam Sun per year, as measured by infrared observations. Hwavacek Larondo et al. 2021 surmised that massive, runaway cooling of the hot intracluster X-ray gas was feeding this star formation, a process that had not been observed before at high redshift. We conclude, based on the amount of fuel and current stars, that this event may be rare in the lifetime of a cluster, producing roughly 15 to 21. This was an assessment of the in-situ growth of the intracluster light in the high redshift galaxy cluster Sparks 1049+56, by Cappuccini Barfetti et al.